area.
And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Tuesday edition. We've got Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. And over break, we were talking about vacation ideas. If anybody has any vacation ideas over the summer, I know Tammy's apparently needing a few vacation ideas. Give us a call, 785-537-1350. Whatever you want to talk about. Well, not whatever you want to talk about, but within FCC guidelines, whatever you want to talk about, give us a call and we'll see what. Maybe Dave will chip in with some vacation ideas. He's shaking his head now. All right. You know, one thing I wanted to go over real quick, especially as we're getting close to Stampede here in a couple weeks, always a big event in the area, even though most of that's on the Pottawatomie County side of things. I know we deal with a lot of that, too, on the Riley County side of things. Brian McNulty, who's the operations manager of Tuttle Creek Lake and the state park over there, gave us kind of a brief how the lake's looking heading into Stampede. And it looks like, unlike the past couple years, they're not going to be too flooded.
Right. He was saying in his report to us yesterday that the lake was about 9 or 10 feet above normal level, and they're releasing water to the point that the lake is dropping about a foot per day at the current release, so it should be pretty average lake level by the time we have Stampede. And he also mentioned that with the peak lake elevation we had this year was 17 feet above normal, which he said there's a 50-50 chance that you get that high during the spring. So looks like a fairly average lake year for Tuttle Creek Lake. I know another concern for Stampede, or people might have been concerned about Stampede, was road work by the Corps of Engineers on the dam. Originally we'd heard that one of the entrances to the park there where Stampede is would be closed due to road construction, and that the road across the top of the dam would be closed, but it turns out that those projects have been delayed and won't start till after Stampede this year. So shouldn't be too much issue with that.
Which that's a pretty big deal, because I know earlier in the year, I mean, it was looking like they were going to have to do all sorts of different stuff as far as rerouting traffic around the lake and do all that. So
yeah,
it's probably a big relief for about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
For about everybody. You know, speaking of construction projects, I know that you can't drive around the city without noticing construction. The county side of things, is there any projects that you guys are looking at this summer that we undertaking?
One of the big ones for us is the reconstruction of Denison and Marlatt outside of city limits. Going to improve it to the point where it can be a truck route for in-bath trucks, and widen it out a little bit and strengthen the base of the road, and just prepare it for a long-term increase in traffic due to in-bath.
All right, and we did have a caller. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
You wanted a vacation out there, right?
Yes.
In September, I'm taking Amtrak sleeper cars to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, nice. Hmm. Nice. Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hmm. Okay, thanks.
All right. Great. Good deal. Good deal. Again, this is about 10. We still got 10 minutes to fill. So anybody with some more vacation ideas, or just tell us where you're going on vacation. That's cool, too, like the caller just did. 75-537-1350. And when maybe you didn't mention this and I just missed it, but as far as that Marlette construction, what's kind of the timeline on that?
I honestly don't remember. I think we did the bid letting for the culvert box that was kind of phase one of construction and wouldn't impact traffic too much. I believe it would close Marlott, just a stretch of Marlott between Denison and College. So you couldn't go through on Marlott there, but Denison would be open all the way, and Denison to Tuttle Creek Boulevard on Marlott would be open. I remember having a discussion with county staff about, could we do this in a way that minimizes impact on the football games and football season. And I remember that we were trying hard to accommodate that with the engineer who's designing it, but I don't remember the details.
I know that's something that's been talked about for a while, and something that's kind of been in the ether, if you will, of county communications for a little bit. Going back to the Grand Canyon. Have you ever been to Grand Canyon?
I have not. I lived in Colorado for several years, so not too terribly far away, but no, never been out there.
Tammy, Grand Canyon?
Nope. I moved my son out to California, but there was a lot of snow on the ground then, and that was in January of 16, and we didn't venture on over to see that while there was snow where we stayed.
I checked it out. We had a family vacation. We did. It was the classic family vacation. We went to Disneyland. I was born in California and have a lot of family that at the time were still in California. I was thinking middle school, maybe eighth grade or something like that. And we went through the Grand Canyon. No railing on a lot of that. It still kind of baffles me. I mean, granted, you're not going to be able to get railing all along the Grand Canyon. That'll be kind of expensive, I guess. But I see some of the old pictures where we're standing near the ledge, and it makes me nervous just looking at it because we're just right there. Right there on the edge of it. But beautiful. If you ever get a chance to go to the Grand Canyon, go to Amtrak sleeper car, whatever you want to do, which I bet that's a beautiful trip.
Yeah. I'd love to go sometime.
Yeah. It's on my bucket list.
Yep.
You know, and speaking of trains, for our county connection here, just to let everybody know, we're not just totally going off the rails. Oh, that's good. That's good. Nice little train pun. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Give us your vacation ideas. If you got a question about the county, let us know. But in the commission chambers, there was the walls were bare for a while before. You guys had a lot of old newspaper clippings of old Manhattan newspaper pages of World War II and stuff like that. And now we got some ones of all the train stations.
Yes. The Historical Museum came through and rotated some of the, I guess, exhibits, you'd call them, on the walls. We'd had those newspaper clippings up for a while, as long as I've been attending county meetings. And, yeah, we have some neat historic photographs of the different train depots in Riley County. And, yeah, it's neat.
One of them, I think my favorite one that's there. And who would have thought that I would be able to take this Grand Canyon Amtrak discussion and get us back to Riley County discussion? I should get a medal for that. I'm sure Dave's ordering that medal right now. But my favorite one is actually right above where I sit, and it's of the Manhattan Station, and I believe it has Teddy Roosevelt in the back of it when he would go through and make his tours throughout the country from coast to coast. And a lot of people, a lot of hats. Everybody wore hats back then. Mm-hmm. Oh, was that a call? No, it's not a call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call for vacation talk. Mm-hmm. But really, and you said that was from the Riley County Historical Museum, right?
Yes.
And they have a lot going on this summer. I know Cheryl Collins, museum director, was in, and she talked about some programs coming in. If anybody wants to know about some of those things, Ben, what's the best way for them to get a hold of the museum?
That's a good question.
It's like, who's going to Google it first? That's kind of the...
My computer's not connected to the internet here, so you might have to...
I might have to do that.
It should be on the county website.
Well, people have Google, so my suggestion is to give that a try, 956... Just a couple more minutes. Looking at next week, Ben, what's kind of the big targets for the commission next week as far as what you guys want to do?
Well, the biggest, of course, is going to be finalizing the budget, discussing what are we going to do with this extra $800,000 or $900,000 we have to play with in the budget, how much of it turns into a tax decrease, how much of it goes into savings. Or into capital improvement projects, and then finalizing details on the ambulance as well. Do we hire two billers in-house to do the billing for ambulance services, or do we contract with an outside agency? I think those are some of the main things left. Just going to try hard to get the budget finalized by the 22nd.
And I do have a number for a museum if you want to learn about any of their summer programs, 565-6490. So there we go. Great. Just got a couple minutes. Ben, what's your favorite vacation you've ever been on?
Oh, that's hard to say. Got a favorite vacation spot, I guess, in Colorado that my family goes a lot. It's near Steamboat Springs, north central Colorado in the mountains.
Can't go wrong.
A few times that we've been there, that there were 3 or 4 feet of snow on the ground. That's always a lot of fun.
Skiing?
I had a bad experience the first time I went skiing at age 8 or so, and I've never been skiing since. I couldn't control the skis and ran into somebody, and it's just going too fast when I was on the main slope and too slow when I tried going through the non-packed down stuff on the side. And
see, I'd never skied, mainly because I'm worried about that, I guess, like hitting a tree or something.
Yeah. I'd probably enjoy it more now, but I just haven't gone back skiing.
Just got about a little over 90 seconds. Tammy, your most epic favorite vacation?
Kauai.
That's in Hawaii, right?
It's one of the islands.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's just spectacular. It's very beautiful and quiet. And, you know, looking out over the ocean is just an amazing view. Very peaceful and serene.
And I did actually remember my favorite vacation.
Okay.
I don't know how I forgot. It was my honeymoon, of course, in Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just saved yourself.
I could have forgotten that.
On that one.
I know. I'm pretty sure my wife is listening over the radio, so I better get that one in there.
Yeah, totally. Well, that sounds like a better thing than a ski accident.
Yeah. Costa Rica was really beautiful and even more fun with her. So.
All right. There we go. And there's the music. That's a good way, good note to end on.
Yep.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, both of you, and discussing some of those things, discussing vacations. Dave, it's all yours, my friend.
Why, thank you. My vacation spot's right here in this chair. I go vicariously through all kinds of different places that I never thought I'd go before. Coming up tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, our guests will be school-related for the most part. We'll have Rock Creek Superintendent of Schools Kevin Logan, Walmigo's Superintendent Tim Wetter, Matt Droege with USD 475 Junction City Fort Riley Schools, also in the program tomorrow. Stand by for Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game. Royals tonight at 8:30 on the road at San Francisco.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
Yes, News. I'm Steve Kathan, and I'm...